Well, boys, I reckon this is it. Nuclear combat toe-to-toe with the Ruskies.
Let me guess. You like Star Wars. You know, I've been in other movies. But you don't care about those, do you? I have one thing to say to people like you. I like Star Wars, too. Care to join me?
So, how do we tell whether she is made of wood?
Build a bridge out of her.
Ah, but can you not also make bridges out of stone?
Oh, yeah.
Does a wood sink in water?
No.
It floats. It floats over into the pond. What also floats in water?
Bread. Apples.
Very small rocks.
Cider. A great gravy. Cherries.
Mud.
Churches.
Lead.
A duck.
Exactly. So, logically,
if she weighs the same as a duck, she's made of wood.
And therefore...
Away!
Shall we play a game?
Oh.
I think I missed him.
Yeah, weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Love to. How about global thermonuclear war?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
Later. Let's play global thermonuclear war.
Well, did we all survive the apocalypse yesterday?
Am I here? I don't know. Where are we?
What if we're just a simulation and we just think we're here? You didn't know that the world was supposed to end yesterday again?
I know that. Well, yeah, I didn't. I mean, apart from the news articles I think you linked to us, yeah, I didn't. I don't pay attention to the world ending stuff.
Yeah. So apparently some guy gave a speech back in... months ago, and he meant to say February 24th, which was, I guess, the day of the invasion of the Ukrainian territories.
Oh, did he come back out and say, no, I really meant to say this day?
Well, he accidentally said September 24th. So, of course, QAnon and 4chan and everything else turned that into, well, something's going to happen on the 24th. And something did disastrous happen yesterday. Oklahoma laid an egg in its football game.
Okay.
Against Kansas State. So that there's your apocalypse for 2022.
Dave's apocalypse.
Yeah. There you go. I'm Rabbi Dave.
I am Friar Rod.
And this is What the Frock.
Frock.
So I don't know. Yesterday I sent you and Bill a text about what was going on in China. And for about an hour yesterday, and I'm trying to remember when this was, if it was yesterday morning, midday, I don't know exactly when it was, I'm trying to look specifically at this, but it was yesterday, and it was before I went on my meme dump, so I've got to scroll way back.
Yeah, you're not the only one that has to scroll past your meme dump.
So my favorite was the Kyle Rittenhouse one.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Kyle Rittenhouser and Pfizer? Rittenhouser's three shots worked. All right. So on that note, at any rate, it has nothing to do with what I was going to talk about. So yesterday there came a blitz on Twitter that China had a military coup. And that Xi Jinping or whatever his name is.
It was Friday.
Right. It was Friday. Okay. Was under house arrest.
Yeah.
And that the
military.
You were freaking out. I wasn't freaking out, but I was concerned. In fact, I believe my exact words were, quote, holy fuck, unquote.
No, it was actually shit. If these China coup rumors are true.
All right. Well, close enough, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure I said holy fuck at some point before I said shit.
You did your inside voice, maybe.
Right. Maybe in my head. Maybe. But it was very quickly after that. I don't think it was probably less than an hour after that, that I texted you guys and said, well, this appears to be false.
It was 4 minutes, Dave.
Yes. It didn't take long to figure out that this was not real and had not happened. But I said, I bet it got some heart rates going around the world.
Yeah.
This morning in my, I've been up for a while for reasons that I'm not going to go into here, but they're health related. Scrolling again, and I came across an article that caused me to reconsider this whole China coup thing, and I wanted to bounce it off you. Now, this is dangerous because Rod was up very late last night, is under-caffeinated,
yes,
and has not been prepped on this. This is not on the agenda for today's show. So I'm literally dropping this on him. You with me here?
The views and concerns that I express after Dave asks me this question or drops this on me are not the product of what the front podcast. They are my own. And
yeah, something like that. So a Twitter account that I do not follow posted this. Since last night, I analyzed close to 2,000 accounts that had amplified the hashtag quote or hashtag China coup. And he's got an interesting graphic. It's a circular graphic that I can't make heads or tails of, but there you go. Despite this graph not being pretty enough, given the large data set, I figured out a bunch of accounts with, quote, significantly low followers, unquote, that acted as the key disseminators of the rumor. And he goes on to show that most of the accounts that were spreading this rumor on Twitter that exploded on Twitter yesterday have, quote, significantly low followers, you know, somewhere in that less than 1,000, I guess.
Which would be you and me.
Yeah, but I didn't retweet it. So
no, I'm just saying that we're in that category.
Right. For instance, this account shared purported footage of a major explosion coming from Beijing during the purported hashtag China coup against Chinese President Xi Jinping. But it turns out that this was an explosion that took place. The photograph is actually from 2015. But people saw the photograph. They went, oh, there's a coup going on, and they retweeted it. Here's another one. Similarly, this account claimed that the People's Liberation Army has taken control of West Taiwan and President Xi Jinping is under house arrest. The account also features a picture of Li Guiming, a general of the Chinese army, and Jack Ma of the Alibaba group.
Okay.
So it's not even Xi Jinping. It's some Chinese guy that nobody knows who is. And this gets retweeted. Oh my God, something's going on. This caused me to kind of step back a little bit, Rod, and think to myself, I grew up in an era when everybody was concerned because what happens if the NORAD computer has a glitch?
Mm-hmm.
Some kid somewhere up in Washington State trying to play a game.
Yep, war games.
Hacks into the Whopper and convinces everybody that nuclear war with the toe-to-toe with the Ruskies is about to happen. That's the era I grew up in, where everybody was concerned about that. But here, now, we have Twitter, which is neither, it's not a computer per se. It's not an artificial intelligence, although it might be, we don't know. What was it, 60% of the internet is bots now?
That's what they're saying. Of course, Twitter won't announce. They won't even tell Elon Musk what how many.
Right. So what happens when Twitter puts out a tweet that says something disastrous is happening or is about to happen, or one of these low-level accounts with very few followers sends out a tweet that says, I don't know, Chinese Chinese military officials have determined that it's a valid launch signature with very little information beyond that. What happens then?
I don't think that Twitter in and of itself is a reliable source for things like that. I mean,
you don't think that. I don't think that. But
you got to remember, Dave, I sent that article to the group that the U.S. military has bought mass monitoring tools that includes internet browsing, email data. So you our militaries and our intelligence services are all on that. And I bet that they also have inside scoop as to what the algorithms do on Twitter.
Okay. But so, here were 2,000 accounts with, quote, very low followers that managed to, in the space of 5 minutes, literally convince most of the world that China was in the middle of a coup. Are we that far away from convincing? Because here's the problem. Okay, China coup.
Low information people are the problem.
But we have low information people in the position of making decisions, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, I just don't think that the intelligence services, that they may take note, but I'm sure that they're one of the first ones to like run those images through a search machine to find out, hey, wait, that's an old 2015 photo.
Okay, I agree with you. The intelligence services come up with that and they go, no, this is not valid.
Yeah.
But who's following their Twitter accounts that have thousands upon thousands of followers?
Yeah.
As opposed to these other, I don't know, 2,000 that are amplifying China coup hashtag. And what ends up being the result? Now, this is China, so this is not a big deal in this big scheme of things. Nobody on the streets of Modesto is going to get hyper about a coup in China.
No.
But what if it's something that somebody in the streets of Modesto would get hyper about?
They could possibly be swayed to take action or to stand up.
Even if the defense agencies, the Central Intelligence Agency, the intelligence agencies, whatever, come out and tweet, no, it's not true. This is fake.
You know what we might have to do, Dave? We might have to listen to the CIA podcast to find out.
Don't get me started with that. Damn CIA has a podcast.
It's the kinder, friendlier CIA.
I have my issues about all this. I really do.
I knew that would get you started.
One of the things that just irritates me is, look, I'm a firm believer in free speech, and I love podcasting. I love sitting behind them, and I encourage people to do it all the time.
It's a blast.
But not really.
Well,
I say to you, yes, you should do a podcast, but what I'm really saying in my head is, are you out of your freaking mind? Don't.
Now you should consult, Dave. Make money off of it.
Who's going to pay me to tell them, no, don't do that? Because nobody wants to hear that. That's not podcast affirming treatment.
Well, no, they pay you to go over the mechanics of it. And at the end, after they paid you, then you say, well, yeah, but you really shouldn't do it.
Thanks for the check. Is the check cleared? Yeah, you suck. Don't do that. So back to the topic at hand here.
Sorry.
What happens if we take an incident somewhere, somehow, and via social media, particularly in this case, Twitter, whether the incident is true or not, it becomes so inflammatory that the authorities, and I hate that term, but the government officials have no realistic means of stopping it. And here's what years of conspiracy theories have done to us. If a government official comes out and says, oh, that's not true, the immediate response is, of course, that's what they say. Think for yourselves, people. Do your own research on this thing that has literally just started.
Yeah.
How do they stop it?
Well, they stop it with either misinformation, right? Or the truth. Either way, one, you know, they counter it with their own bots that amplify responses. It's electronic warfare.
It's electronic and it's psychological.
Yeah.
Consider the summer of 2020 for just a moment. How much of that happens without social media?
Yeah. Yeah, you wouldn't have these mobilizations that you have. You wouldn't have half the crap that we have to deal with, flash mobs and all that other stuff.
Now, everybody's quick to blame the mainstream media. The mainstream media is fanning the flames. The mainstream media is doing this.
To a degree.
Yeah, I agree. But without social media and this instantaneous communication of things that may not be true, I'm concerned, not because of China and a coup, that clearly was, like I said, 4 minutes, I knew it wasn't true, but it took hours before other people began to go, I guess it's not true. In fact, Taiwan, Taipei, just assumed that it was true and went on, you know, basically full alert, DEFCON 1.
Yeah.
And, which is, what if this was a test to see, to force Taipei to react and see what their reaction would be?
Well, that tells you that Taipei doesn't have the strong analytics to find out quickly what is true and what is not.
Or, let me counter that. Maybe they do have those analytics. What they don't have is the time to wait for them.
That's true, because they're right there.
This goes back to the 80s, okay? If we think that the Russians have launched, we only have X amount of time before we can respond. How long does it take us of that time to figure out if it's true or not? 10 minutes? 5 minutes? 36 minutes? And if we don't determine in that time frame, we lose our strategic position.
Yeah, well, Taipei is in a much different situation than we are, because we've got some time, right, before something would hit us, but they don't have a whole lot of time.
The nominal flight time of an intercontinental ballistic missile, the nominal flight time is 30 minutes.
Yeah.
It can be significantly less than that. In fact, there is a rule, it's an unwritten rule, I think, but there is a rule that ballistic missile submarines are not allowed within 500 miles of an enemy's coastline, period. Because the nominal flight time at that point is less than the time it would take for a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your boomers 500 miles away. And if you find a boomer, let's say, for the sake of argument, that we find a Russian ballistic missile submarine inside the 500-mile limit, what do we do?
Is that considered an act of war?
No. Because it's not really a rule.
We go hunt for Red October and sink the thing.
Do we?
Well, it'll
do you want them to know that we found
accident.
It?
Accident.
Do you want them to know that we found
it? No.
But what happens if we just, you know, accidentally found it? Do we start wondering how many more there are? Do you see how dangerous this gets?
Yeah.
And in the era of social media, where someone can tweet out something. Again, I'm just speculating here. I'm not saying this has happened, but somebody tweets, one of these low follower accounts tweets, you know, Japanese Air Defense Command has confirmed launch from, I don't know, wherever, with no further information and no amplifying information.
Well, social media has changed the game. I mean, look at Ukraine. Look at all the pictures that citizens of Ukraine have been taking of different Russian soldiers and their locations. Next thing you know, they're getting bombed. I mean,
there is that. there's the whole deal with the Russians and, you know, oh God, I guess we should get into some of that, but I am deeply concerned now Back in the 80s, I wasn't really worried about computer glitches causing nuclear war. Sorry, I just wasn't, because I know, or knew, I guess I should say, the safeguards that were built into that. I also knew that unless Walter Cronkite went on the television, yes, kids, I am that old, and said, hey, the Russians have launched a nuclear weapon at us, nobody was going to even know.
In my day, we had Walter Cronkite.
Right.
On the black and white tube.
Dan Rather, too. Courage. But unless they went on the TV and said, this is happening, nobody was going to find out until days, weeks, months after the fact. Whereas in the era of social media, Twitter, Facebook, even Instagram to some degree.
The internet, even.
The internet. And what happens when people get news or information, I guess I should say, whether that information is true or not, that leads to a reaction that can't be controlled? If Americans, remember this thing in Hawaii a few years ago with the ballistic missile warning?
Yeah.
And the best one was the guy on the golf course who's like, yeah, well, I'm gonna keep going because I'm playing really well. But
he's the guy playing the violin on the Titanic, on the deck of the Titanic as it sinks.
What happens if, for some reason, there is a situation where Americans, millions of them, come to believe that something disastrous is happening, even though it's not? It's just been amplified by social media to the point where the government loses control of it. What happens then?
Well, you have a January 6th where you've got people that get riled up, and half the country, not necessarily all half of the country, thinks that the election was stolen, or a large part of them. And it creates one fear, and, you know, it wasn't the end of the world. You know, well, for some people who got arrested, yeah, it's probably the end of the world for them, but it's driving people, this whole QAnon, and then that, you know, following that was BlueAnon, right? All the left's reaction to, oh, these guys are all wacko.
Which is, of course, what led to the whole September 24th is going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
Rumors happening yesterday, which you may not have heard because, again, I think that this is still the case. Most Americans are not paying attention to Twitter, social media. Most Americans, if I had to guess, and this is purely, I'm just pulling this number out of my ass, I'd say 70% of Americans aren't constantly on Twitter waiting for the next tweet. And those who are, generally speaking, really aren't in a position to actually do anything about it anyway, or understand it for that matter. No. But when those numbers shift, when all of a sudden I'm getting text messages from grandma who's concerned about something she saw on Twitter.
Well, but you've got half the country right now that hates Twitter, that, you know, they're thinking that they're getting silenced or squelched or shadow banned on Twitter. And to some degree they are, but they don't trust that medium. So, you know, it's one thing when you have an authoritative source, when you've got a source that appears to be accurate and right. I wouldn't look at some non like media outlet Twitter feed for my information, for my news. I would.
You would. I would. That's when I see a spurious report like that, the first thing I do is click on the account because I want to know who the account is.
Yeah.
But most people don't do that. Most people are just going on their way.
Then there's the whole TikTok people. I don't know what's going on in their heads.
TikTok, it's a Chinese spy app. I don't know why anybody would use it. I don't know what you're doing that. But and then there's the issue, you brought up the shadow banning. I noticed something a couple of weeks ago, since my Facebook account got whacked and I had to rebuild it. I never noticed this before that, because I wasn't in tune to what was going on. Since that time, what I have noticed is it varies from browser to browser what I get shown on Facebook.
Yes.
And I don't mean Do I see Rod's post? Do I see Bill's post? Do I see my wife's post? I mean, my posts vary from platform to platform. And I don't know, I don't really understand why that is. So just because, and
well, just hitting refresh, Dave, will get you a whole different page.
Not on mine.
Hmm.
So I will post something to my page, Dave, post to my page. And on one browser, it won't show up. Refresh, nothing. Wait a day, nothing.
Did you check your settings?
Yeah. Second browser, doesn't show up there. Then maybe it will, and then maybe it doesn't. Consistently, there's only one browser that shows me everything, which unfortunately is the least convenient browser for me to use. So it's weird to me. But anyway, people talk about, well, I'm being shadow banned, I'm being this, I'm being that, and I'm wondering how much of that now is just browser compatibility or whatever it is these browsers are doing, which wouldn't necessarily be Facebook or Twitter. Could be, you know, something in your browser that's doing that.
Could
depending
be.
On who's making the browser, TikTok.
Or it could or be whatever. Like me and nobody likes my posts. And
right.
So I'm on lists somewhere.
All this to say that I am in an era when Vladimir Putin is legitimately talking about using nuclear weapons and not in a theoretical sense. His speech the other day, which was to announce the mobilization. Mm-hmm. See, this is, I had a long talk with the Millsurp writer about this because this is creepy to me. We're historians, and so to us, the term mobilization evokes memories of 1914.
Yeah.
When nations mobilized for war. Well, you invaded Ukraine back in February. Shouldn't you have mobilized then?
It is quite obvious that they didn't really take into consideration what would happen.
No, they didn't. And now because of that, we've had this threat of using nuclear weapons. Well, if we're to believe what we have been told to believe about Russian disinformation and North Korean hacking and Chinese manipulation, sorry, West Taiwanese manipulation.
Yeah.
How hard is it for them to conduct an operation in which they begin to amplify a tweet which causes a reaction amongst the civilian population of the United States, the United Kingdom, France, whatever, Germany, which creates an opportunity for Russian, Chinese, North Korean aggression?
I suppose it's possible.
You suppose it's possible.
Especially as more and more AI video, you can have AI create video or even images right now that look photorealistic, right?
Deep fake. You sent me the thing the other day about none of these pictures on this website of these people actually exist. They're all deep fakes.
Yeah.
And some of them are really good.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm nervous about this. I'm not nervous about a Chinese military coup in Beijing, because that was clearly not true. But what happens when we can't figure out that it's not true? What happens when Vladimir Putin, who has made his threat, and the general opinion of most of the experts is this is a legitimate threat. He is not bluffing. Now,
I really am going to use nukes.
Well, there are some that say he's crazy. There are some who say he'll never get to use them because he'll be killed before he possibly could. His generals will revolt. I'm not convinced of that.
Yeah.
I know that's what we want to happen. And you know why we want it to happen? Because that's the plot from the Tom Clancy book. But this isn't Tom Clancy.
Mm-mm.
So what happens if he does use nuclear weapons in Ukraine. And we are assuming here that, and yes, I know what assume means. We are assuming here that these nuclear weapons that he would use would be of a tactical nature.
Small.
Well, not necessarily small, but designed to achieve a tactical purpose rather than a strategic one.
Would he do an EMP?
Could.
I mean, they've been attacking the power systems for a while now.
From what I hear, they're knocking out power supplies anyway, so why would you need that?
Yeah.
So what happens if he does that? I'm doing this, so what happens if? What happens then? What happens if a lot today? Sorry. This is what happens when Dave gets contemplative about things. What happens when he does, and Twitter is suddenly filled, social media is suddenly filled with images of nuclear explosions going off in Ukraine. Only one of them gets labeled, the Russians have attacked Germany, or Lithuania, or Romania.
Well, the U.S. military would know, right? The military.
Of course they would. But again, how much time do they have to convince you of that before people begin to react?
Well, what they would do is they would just call their buddies up at social media and say, hey, we really think you should
that would be the FBI, not the military. Well, the FBI would have to do that.
You know, someone in the intelligence community calls the FBI. Hey, tell your buddies at Twitter to ratio this down.
Is it true, Mr. Internet guy over there, that there is a kill switch?
For the internet?
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
If that gets activated, because we can't have this information spreading like this, what's the reaction of most of the conspiracy buffs around the world?
See, we told you. Yeah.
Do you understand why this whole thing yesterday with this Chinese coup, 2,000 low follower accounts caused the entire world to blink yesterday? What happens when it's a tad bit more than a blink?
Yeah.
It's causing me concern. What do you think? Send us an email, WTF@whatthefrock.org, or just check us out and comment online at whatthefrock.org and on our Facebook page, which might still be there. I don't know.
It's still there. Yeah.
Okay. It might not be updating. I don't know. I guess I'll have to use my one browser that I hate in order to get that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Whitey.
And this is Hank.
And you can listen to our podcast, Two Pint Talk, on all your favorite podcast sources.
So come check it out, where we talk about two beers
and everything stuff.
Listen to Two Pint Talk on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are other things happening in the world, right?
Are there, Dave?
Yeah. Surprising, but it is true that there are other things happening in the world. I don't know what many of them are, but...
No.
But this is the part of the show where we talk about those things that would make you say...
WTF? Yeah. So, this week, one thing caught my eye. And there's always internet fads and trends and TikTok things going on. But there's this one seems just above and beyond, Dave, you know, because people are cooking chicken. I know it sounds horrible, but they're cooking chicken.
I cooked chicken yesterday.
In NyQuil.
No, I didn't do that.
They're turning the chicken green and they're cooking it in NyQuil. And this has prompted the FDA to send out a warning. What's even worse is that. Talking about online reactions. So the FBI sends out a warning. And then it's because it's the recipe is dubbed Sleepy Chicken. It gained more than 7,000 searches after the FBI sent out their warning about it. So now it's driving. It's probably driving trends
so
now.
This is exactly what I've been talking about, isn't it?
In a you way. Take a well, low... just because someone searches, though, doesn't mean that they're actually going to try it or want to do it.
Right. But you take this low quality information that's not being shared. All of a sudden, you amplify it by a government agency. Hey, don't do this. And what happens?
Yeah, people are going to like, what is that? I hadn't heard of Sleepy Chicken.
I hadn't either.
No.
I had heard of Sleepy Donut because, as it turns out, there's a donut shop in Portland that actually had done the same thing back in 2013.
It wouldn't surprise me coming from donut. Portland.
I have no idea why you would do this. Why would you put NyQuil in a donut?
Well, of all medicine, right? NyQuil? Really? Okay.
I like NyQuil. I'm a fan. I'm a huge fan of NyQuil. You know
I'm
what I like about NyQuil?
How it works.
Yes. I love how it works.
But the taste?
Well, you got to get the other taste. You got to get the other flavored versions.
I don't know.
The cherry is fantastic.
Ugh. Every cherry cough syrup I've ever had is just like gross.
Hmm. All I know is when I need it, NyQuil works.
Well,
can't say that about a lot of other. Certainly can't say that about Imodium, but I can say that about NyQuil. It works.
When you, TMI.
I have no idea why you would. What's the thought process that goes into that? Sleepy Chicken. Who says to themselves, you know what this chicken needs? Some green colored NyQuil. Because I can't sleep. Instead of just drinking the NyQuil, I should put it in chicken. Who says that?
Well,
who does
we
that?
We don't even know. Well, I mean, people again, probably
you're
copied
right.
it.
We don't know.
But the original person who did it could have easily used food coloring.
The original person who did it may not have even done it. They may have just said, TikTok. Let's see how many idiots we can get to do this.
That's what I'd do if I had a TikTok account.
Which I don't, because it's a Chinese spy app, and if you use it, you're a moron.
No,
Sorry.
You're a moron.
It may have been harsh, but it's true.
Take a long look in the mirror.
People need to hear this. There are things you need to hear, and this is one of them. Get off TikTok.
Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I'm a moron for using TikTok.
Yeah. There are other things out there that you could use that are just every bit as effective and yada, yada, yada.
No, my wife's texting mindless. Me. Why would anyone want to do this in the first place? Yeah, to the point where, and it doesn't say, this article does not say how much it had trended. So it doesn't say how many people had viewed it or anything like that. So,
nor have we seen anything from the CDC going, we have attributed 4 deaths to people eating NyQuil chicken.
Yeah.
You really haven't achieved anything until you've gotten that, right?
No.
But thanks to the government for stepping in. Now everybody's aware of this, which is kind of the point I've been trying to make all day.
Yeah.
Speaking of points that I've been trying to make all day that nobody knows anything about, you know me.
Yep.
So I was drifting through history this week as opposed to actually reading any news because, how do I say this politely, the news was really grating on me. So I thought, I'm going to go back in time and enjoy seeing what stupid people did back 500, 600 years ago. Well, actually, in this case, more than 1,000 years ago. You ever hear of a guy by the name of Louis the Pious?
I can't say that I have.
Louis the Pious was the ruler of Charlemagne's reign, realm, from 814 to 840. And he was getting ready to die, so his empire was split into 3 sections. His 3 sons, you ready for their names?
I'm not making
this up. This is history, folks. You can look this up. It'll make you say what WTF, but this is true. The western part of the empire went to his son, Charles the Bald.
Okay.
The center went to Lothar the First, who had an arranged marriage between his son, Lothar the Second, and a woman named Thutberga. Not Greta Thunberg, Berga. But Thutberga. But Lothar II, who was going to inherit one third of the kingdom, really didn't like this gal, whatever reason. And immediately, as soon as he became married in 857, he decided that he wanted a divorce. Now, remember, this is the Holy Roman Empire, and divorce is
verboten,
frowned upon. So there are strict rules and regulations that a person needs to meet in order to successfully petition the papist for the marriage to be nullified. Despite the poor odds, Lothar II decided to ruthlessly pursue the divorce. He unleashed a brutal, slanderous, and shameless smear campaign against his wife that would even impress today's best attack ads politicians. He held nothing back.
Okay.
Thutberga was accused of incest with her brother, sodomy, and infanticide. He worked with local church officials to ensure that his wife's guilt or innocence would be determined by a divine trial.
Oh.
If she or her champion could survive a trial of boiling water, then her innocence would be proven. If the wounds sustained in the trial festered and caused death, she would be proven guilty.
So if she weighed the same as a duck, she'd be a witch.
Exactly. She's a witch.
I just watched that yesterday, by the way.
According to some reports, the trial may have involved scooping a rock from the bottom of a cauldron of boiling water using only a bare hand. But whatever the case, see, this is where it gets weird. And again, social media, who knows?
Yeah.
Thutberga or her champion miraculously completed the trial without major injury and was found not guilty of his accusations.
Dope. Divine trial. There you go, buddy.
Suffice it to say, Lothar did not get his divorce. Nevertheless, he was determined to rid himself of Thutberga. Now, at this point, don't you say to yourself, you're royalty. The divine rule of kings means that anything that the king or his people do is designated legal. Don't you just start thinking of other ways here to do this that don't involve boiling cauldrons of water and the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob saying, no, dummy, she's not guilty.
Yeah, and there's poisons around, right, that they could have used.
He was feeling strong by 863 when he inherited the regions around Vienne and Lyon following the death of his brother, Charles the Bald. So he worked with the bishops to secure a divorce from his wife. In particular, the Synod of Metz gave their support to the king. But not all the church people were excited about this because the Goliards were making fun of him. In fact, the highest ranking member of the clergy personally acted to make sure that Lothar II's marriage would remain intact, which is the most Goliard thing I've ever heard of.
Oh, yeah.
You, no, dude. No, you stay married. Pope Nicholas I overturned the decision made by the Synod of Metz and even removed two of their archbishops named Gunther and Thutgard, not guard, God, from their positions in the church. And eventually, Lothar II was bent under papal pressure, and this is just a fantastic sentence. You ready?
I'm ready.
Was forced to resume his marriage with Thutberga.
Forced to resume it.
Boy, does that just like, what does that mean?
Nope, she's moving back into her suite.
Forced to resume. Okay. When Pope Nick the First died in 1867, Lothar II was still pressing for a divorce, but now he had a new tactic. He voiced his belief that Thutberga was barren and incapable of giving birth to heirs. So apparently resuming his marriage did not mean what you think it
meant. Resuming the activities.
Right. In 869, he personally traveled to Rome, hoping to win over the new pope. But he got a fairly neutral response. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Go home.
Yeah.
He left Rome, began his journey, but he never made it home. Lothar II died on the road, still with no legitimate heirs. And in the end, his kingdom was split between his relatives. I guess Charles the Bald wasn't the dead one. Charles the Bald and Louis the German.
Okay.
Which is great.
Whatever happened to Gut?
I don't know. Like I paid any attention to that stuff. All I know is Goliard's kept this guy from getting divorced, and then he died.
Yeah.
Which is great, because now we have this fantastic story of Lothar II trying to divorce his wife, Thutberga, and it didn't work. And that's the kind of thing that makes you say,
WTF?
Hi, this is Justine, bringing you late night talk for those that go to bed early. Listen to my podcast, What's Justine Thinking, every Wednesday and Friday on Anchor and Spotify.
Well, I guess there was a disaster this week.
There was.
After all, Star Wars nerds everywhere are on suicide watch because James Earl Jones is no longer going to voice Darth Vader.
Well, then, you know, Variety came out and said, well, they're going to use his past recordings and they're going to use AI to augment. And so the voice will be around for some time. Which I'm sure he'll still get royalties from, right? Because they're using his voice. He's just not going to record it anymore.
Isn't that the line in the Big Bang Theory where he's taking Sheldon out everywhere? I've got a royalty check in my pocket. Burn a hole to get spent.
I've never seen
Big Bang Theory. Oh, my God. Yes. Yeah, so Sheldon walks up to James Earl Jones in an ice cream shop and just stands there with that stupid grin on his face.
Uh-huh.
And he says, let me guess. You like Star Wars. Yep. So all the Star Wars nerds, I guess, are having from what I've seen on social media, people are coming unglued.
Because it had to have happened, though.
Somehow or another, they know. Yeah, because eventually he was going to die.
Well, yeah.
Then what?
Yeah.
Social media goes berserk. Ooh, see, we could start a rumor. James Earl Jones dead at 86.
Yeah.
As reported by... You know, what the frock?
Yeah.
A Twitter account with literally zero followers. See how fast it takes off, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, from what I could tell, all the Star Wars people are coming unglued. Because somehow or another, see, now here's the thing. This is the eternal argument in the world of audio podcasting. And should I use 44.1 MP3 or 128 bits per second WAV files? Okay, first off, nerd, you can't tell the difference. Nobody listening to your show, your whatever, can tell the difference. No one who watched Rogue One could tell that wasn't a very young, what's her name, at the end of the movie, the Princess Leia. Leia gal. You couldn't tell. And it wasn't until later on that you went, wait, she's like dead, isn't she? How did they get her? Did they know 40 years ago and film that scene and just reuse it? You didn't know in the moment.
Yeah. They did something even cleverer, if that's a word. They used her daughter. And just slightly touched her face up because her daughter has similar qualities too.
Right. Yeah. See, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
And here's the big difference. I didn't care. I knew it was Princess Leia.
You're a trekker.
Well, no, because I knew it was Princess Leia and I don't care.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter because I know this is going to be hard on you, Rod. I'm going to say this. She didn't
have the slave suit on.
I'm going to say, yes, that's true too. Although she may have, from what I hear, they didn't wear any underwear under that dress. But at any rate, See, I lost what I was going to say. Oh, yeah. Star Wars. Not true. It didn't really happen a long time ago, a long way away. This is what we call science fiction. It's a story. So you really get upset about who's playing who? And if you do...
They do, though.
I know. It's like this whole Rings of Power thing.
Well, it's like the whole Star Trek reboot, right? I mean, they didn't have the original.
See, now you're into now you're in a different area. They've done is they've screwed up the science fiction. They've taken perfectly good science fiction and turned it into crap. Although Keith Urban is fantastic as Dr. McCoy and believable as
Carl
Dr. McCoy.
Urban.
Carl Urban. Did I say Keith? Yeah. Keith Urban's Urban a singer, is the singer. Yeah. Right. Married to what's her name?
Carl Urban did a fantastic job.
Yes, McCoy. He did. The rest of them just sucked. Although I give Chris Pine credit because at the end of the movie, he did the thing with his legs that Shatner did. And almost nobody picks up on that.
Yeah.
But again, it's not true. So does it really matter who Darth Vader's voice is? Because one of the big controversies in the third one, what's the name of the third one? Revenge of the Sith?
No, Return of the, no, was it? Oh my gosh.
See, I'm not a Star Wars nerd, so I don't know. It's the third movie where he becomes...
Revenge of the Sith was when he becomes Darth Vader.
Right. Where he gets his he has the high ground, or don't be a fool, Anakin, I have the high ground, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So the big controversy in that movie was that the guy playing Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker, wanted to wear the suit. Hey, he wanted to be in the suit, not the guy that normally wore the suit. See, this is the little trick, is that the guy that's in the suit isn't James Earl Jones.
Well, no. And they changed the guy that was in the suit, too, from the very first movies because they didn't like him.
Well, David Prowse, plus he's dead now. So,
well, yeah, he's dead.
So, but they originally used his voice, and then they voiced him over with James Earl Jones because James Earl Jones. I mean,
well, the actor still has to act, right? They got to do it. And then they just change the voiceover.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
I'd love to be able to mimic James Earl Jones' voice. I could make some money doing that.
At any rate, so the whole point of this being that what difference does it make? There is so much recorded James Earl Jones that you could literally just chop it up and make him say anything you want, which is, of course, what they're going to do.
With AI, you can train the AI to speak just as him, and you could have it speak anything.
Just like Siri on your iPhone, if you have one, or whatever they use on Android, I don't know.
It's the assistant is what they call it.
Google Assistant.
Yep.
Okay. So the point is all these people are coming unglued. It's hysterical to watch that all these people are on suicide watch because James Earl Jones wants to retire and doesn't want to do the voice anymore.
No, it's because he's probably not going to be attending the conferences and stuff where they all go and
you think so?
Pay $100 to $200 to get in line just to meet him and have a photo op with them.
See, I think he'll still go.
You think so?
My experience with those things is that the older these people get, the more they like to do that because it, reminds them of a time when they were actually relevant.
Maybe. We'll see.
Hard to say for sure. All I know is I like Star Wars. I enjoy the stories.
Yeah.
But I'm not a Star Wars nerd. It doesn't matter to me that.
I'm a Star Wars nerd and I knew it had to happen sometime. So, but then again, I'm a realist.
Right. Didn't they use some deep fake technology for Princess Leia after she died?
They did. They used some cut footage and they did, bring some of that in a little bit.
Yeah. I think
Admiral
there's some points.
Tarkin, right?
Right. I mean, right. Totally. Right. AI.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's too bad because Pete Cushing was really good.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All I know is James Earl Jones is stepping down as the voice of Darth Vader, except he's really not. And so people are going bananas, which is wonderful. And it's yet another example of how social media can turn this into it. We want James Earl Jones. We want James Earl Jones. And so Disney is going to say, well, here he is. And they're going to trundle out one of those animatronical James Earl Joneses that are looking more and more. See, when I was a kid and I went to Disneyland, those were absurd.
Yeah.
But now I guess maybe they can make them. Okay. I haven't been to Disneyland since.
They need to put them in the Hall of Presidents, right? Have Darth Vader standing in the back. That'd be awesome.
I bet more people would go.
Yeah.
What presidents do they have in the Hall of Presidents now? Because, again, I haven't been there since 1978, so I don't. Or 1981.
Well, they're all current.
They have a Millard Fillmore?
I thought they did, yeah. The last time I went, when I went to Florida, they had, because the Los Angeles doesn't have it, so it's Florida you have to go to.
You know that's Anaheim, right? Anaheim of Los Angeles. Disney, yes, Disneyland Anaheim. Of Anaheim of Los Angeles.
Yeah. Where my daughter and son-in-law lived. Yeah.
Right. So there you go. James Earl Jones, dead at 83. No longer voicing. Well, he might as well be, right? I mean, nothing else in his life matters. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Mick from Bill Mick Live on WMMD in Melbourne, Florida. Hope you're enjoying listening to my buddies Dave and Rod. Always good to hear them, and you can join me as well. I'm on Eastern Time, 6 to 9 a.m. every day at BillMick.com. Hit the Listen Live link, and you can pick up the podcast there as well. Morning conversation about the Space Coast, Florida, and the country. We do it every day with Bill Mick Live on WMMD.
Sent my wife a text that when she gets home, she's got to remove a rock from the bottom of the sink.
Okay,
filled with hot water.
With the garbage disposal on.
I see our garbage disposal doesn't work.
Oh,
you know why our garbage disposal doesn't work?
Because there's a rock in the bottom of it.
No, because at one point, we had way too many people living in this house.
Yes, I remember.
And for some reason, one of them, and I don't know who, I know it wasn't me, decided to dump a bunch of macaroni down it.
Okay.
Only they didn't just turn on, they just dumped macaroni into the sink, pushed it down into the garbage disposal, and didn't turn it on.
So it basically became sludge. Solidified. And clogged it up.
And just destroyed the garbage disposal, so I had to remove it, and... We just made a conscious decision that we didn't want to do that anymore. We're not going to replace the garbage disposal. We'll just, you know, throw our garbage away, scrape our plates off, and do it that way. And it's because I'm too cheap to buy a new garbage disposal.
That's the real story right there.
Anyway, I suspect that she will survive the trial by that, which means that, darn, I'm stuck with my wife.
Darn it.
I'll have to resume my marriage to her.
Okay.
Much like
she doesn't listen to this show, so I think this conversation.
Oh, I think she does, actually. It surprises me. It surprises me how often she'll bring up something that I said on the show. And I'm like, oh, you heard that.
That's funny.
But she also knows that this is entertainment, so.
It is.
Don't take everything at face value. I mean, you can if you want, because I'm not lying to you, but just keep in mind that there's always another side to the story.
Yeah.
I guess is what I should say. I'm sure a discussion with Miss Thunberg would have had a much more different outcome on that story.
Yeah, just have Darth Vader do the Force.
Oh, God, wouldn't that be great? Yeah. God, we got to get a Darth Vader voice to do our. I mean, yeah. Alex does a great job, but we.
Yeah, you know, I wonder, because sometimes actors do those, oh, you know, pay me $100 and I'll do a little video or a voice clip for you. I wonder if he does that. That'd be awesome.
That would be great. Although, frankly, I'd rather have Bill Shatner, but, you know.
Well, I bet he does it too. So, I mean,
sure he does.
Wouldn't that be great if they were both in the same?
have William Shatner say, hey, this is James Earl Jones. Have James Earl Jones say, hey, this is Bill Shatner, and you're listening to WTF. And on that note, I hope you had a good time today. I hope you learned something. And I am Rabbi Dave.
I am Friar Rod.
And this has been
What the Frock?